Bernie vowed to shut down Amazon's new credit builder card. By Penny Starr on June 14, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have a new target for their ongoing mission to craft legislation that would force credit card companies to cap interest rates at 15% after Amazon announced it is offering a credit builder card for people with no credit or bad credit. Synchrony Financial and Amazon are partnering to offer the Amazon Credit Builder that lets users build up credit through a secured card, alongside budgeting tools and tips. It allows people eventually to graduate to another Amazon store card once they've established credit, CNBC reported. It's putting credit in the hands of people in a responsible way. Tom Quinlan, Synchrony Executive Vice President and CEO of the bank's retail card operation, told CNBC. But Sanders tweeted on Thursday that he and Ocasio-Cortez would make Amazon's new card, with a 28.24 interest rate, illegal. Can you believe it? Amazon is issuing credit cards with 28% interest rates to help people with bad credit, Sanders tweeted. This kind of greed makes the poor even poorer in Ittock, and I intend to outlaw it. Corporations will have to survive on a 15% cap on interest rates, Sanders tweeted and Ocasio-Cortez retweeted. Last month, the pair did a Facebook Live event to announce their credit card bills, which include cracking down on payday lenders and would provide some banking services at U.S. Postal Service offices. It's not just an economic issue, it's a moral issue. Charging people outrageously high interest rates, said Sanders, who is also trying for a second time to become President of the United States, in the video. The reason this is a moral issue is because we should not be using people's misfortune and using people's income status as a basis for extortion and as a basis for predatory lending, Ocasio-Cortez said in the video. But some think that while there is some risk if cardholders fall behind on payments, it could help others, including the unbanked, who don't have traditional bank checking and savings accounts, to create a credit record, CNBC reported. According to a 2018 FICO survey, more than 11% of the population has a credit score below 550. About 4% of the population has a bad credit score, which according to FICO score is between 300 and 499. Meanwhile, according to a 2017 survey by the FDIC, 25% of U.S. households are either unbanked or underbanked. Ted Rossman, CreditCards.com's industry analyst, said in the CNBC report that the cards are a solid option for people who are new to credit or aiming to improve their credit. Rossman said, "There's always going to be people that we can't give credit to. This is a large population that we weren't able to reach," Quinlan said. "It's a new segment of the market." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.